anniversary.
Happy
anniversary. This album celebrating an anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Hello, Sam Smith.
Kia ora.
Nice to see you.
And it's lovely to see you too.
Happy Music Month.
Yeah, damn right. Happy days. And of course, we're doing all New Zealand albums.
Yay.
I'm going to start with a newish, I guess you could say, album.
This is very new for you.
Very new, because usually I don't go this close to where we are.
No.
But we are.
We're doing
a 2014 album.
Yes.
By At Peace, the Plutonian Noise Symphony.
Yes.
It's their last album, actually.
So you're expecting them to bring out a new album?
No.
No.
Because obviously Tom Scott's doing his thing with Avondale Bowling Club.
Right. And he just won the Tape Music Prize.
He did,
so he's probably
yes.
like.
So there's some sort of relevance, I guess. I also think this album's quite a bit of a precursor to the Avondale Bowling Club kind of stuff.
Cool.
So, it's turning 5 years old, this record.
Yes.
So just a bit of background, At Peace, they formed in 2011, and obviously they were started by Tom Scott, who was from Homebrew fame, and also Louis Talasso, Christophe El Truento, Dandruff Dickey, and B. Haru. That is the collective or the group At Peace.
The crew.
And so he'd been with Homebrew for about 5 or 6 years, and he basically wanted to branch out and do some side projects and experiment a bit more with music. So he got together with these other musicians and producers, and they formed At Peace, and they were part of a wider collective, I guess you could say, called Young, Gifted and Broke, which was also made up of people like Team Dynamite and Louis Nux and those sorts of people.
Yes.
And it was basically a space for local rappers, producers, artists to collaborate and work together. And many of the members of the acts under this umbrella, also known as YGB, were in each other's bands and projects and collaborated on each other's stuff. So by 2014, At Peace, they'd released two EPs / albums, the first in 2011 and then a second one in 2013, which in many respects were kind of like the works Tom Scott had been doing with Homebrew, and quite conventional in that regard. But it was with this new project that he wanted to go out and make a more experimental record, if you like. And it's quite a departure from the stuff he'd made previously. And basically this was down to, they went into the studio together and they made this record completely from scratch. They did all the writing in the studio, all the stuff was organic and it was built in the studio environment. Because previously they tended to work in separately or in parts, you know, someone would make something over there and bring it in, someone would do something over there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a new way for them for working together, I guess.
Yes.
And stylistically it's also quite spacey, very psychedelic in places, jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different from anything you've done prior, but as I was saying just before, I think in many ways this is the blueprint for what he did with Avondale Bowling Club, that whole jazzy jazz rap thing. I thought we'd start with the track called No Stars in the City. This is track number 3 and one of the singles from the record, and I think you'll get a good insight with this track into the kind of space jazz, as I like to call it, feel of this record.
Alright, let's go to space. Oh, there we go. Hello.
Coughing? Anyone?
Yeah, that's a spaceship.
A bit of a spaceship kind of feel going on here, taking off into the galactic world.
Beautiful.
In the city.
all I see is cars. It's a shitty little city life. Junkies begging for money, cause they homeless and hungry. I miss the country. I could see all the Milky Way on the way to the next dimension. I looked into outer space, felt like it was never ending. Till I came home, street lights came on, all on their own. Some strangers start calling my phone, some rich kids start calling me bro. I don't know you, just wanna go back to the country. Like a nomad with a pencil and a notepad and a whole bag of green hat. Smoke on a beanbag with a coke can, no BB, no TP. Us, lust for the stuff that I don't need. No TV, no meaningless shit. Just me and the bozies, feeling no cozy without the codeine. Chilling back dozy, like I'm an OP. I'm till I OD on that OP. And then we got phone selling that OEP. Breathe, breathe, see, breathe. Just keep on blowing. Green tea, relieve me. So easy going. Everybody wanna be some star. All I really wanna do is see some. Everybody wanna be somebody, but I just wanna be one.
That was At Peace, No Stars in the City. You're
very
tuning to
calming.
Yes.
Relaxing.
You're tuning to Morning Glory with Geneva. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Howdy doody.
Yes, and we're going to be looking at more At Peace after this.
There's a lot inside a 95 BFM B card. Check out these sweet B card discounts from our mates, including Arcade,
Fume.
Lord of the Fries.
Mezze Bar.
Mister's Cafe.
Nice Touch Massage.
Pat Menzies Shoes.
Red Bar.
And loads more.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month with a B-card. For full discount information, go to 95bfm.com/B-card benefits.
Hey pal, why are you crying?
I just found my old iPod Mini. I've been listening to The Streets again. I just miss my favourite band.
Well, hey, dry your eyes, mate. Haven't you heard?
Dry those tears, because The Streets are back and performing an all-ages show at the Auckland Town Hall July 22nd. After releasing several new tracks and playing sold-out shows in 2018, Mike Skinner is gearing up for two massive performances in New Zealand. The Streets at the Auckland Town Hall, July 22nd. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. I reckon you're about
an 8 or a 9. Wine, from bottle to glass. Classy, classic, all good. But wine in a cocktail? Well, hello there. Take your old standby and mix it up, bringing that old-fashioned up to date with some classic Taylor's Port. Stay cool with a frosé made from new, exciting Di Bartoli Rosé Rosé. Or pop a Mionetto Prosecco and mimosa up your next brunch. Find all these and more at your local Glengarry, or get them delivered to your door with glengarry.co.nz. Wine cocktails? Why not?
Seabiscuit's a wanker. Black Beauty's been checked out since 96. Fallout's dead and Australian.
But there are still some equine chums who know how to show you a bloody good time. Pony Ping Pong on 95BFM. Every Friday night, Matt and Aaron are here to blast open your weekend with a mix of mashdowns, candid convos, cheap shots, and mystery celebrity nakedness. Pony Ping Pong. Friday, 9 to 11 p.m., only on 95BFM.
That's right, you're tuned into 95BFM. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we are looking at anniversary albums at peace.
Plutonian Noise Symphony, yes, yeah. From 2014. And the next track we're going to play,
yes,
is actually incidentally called Plato's Cave.
Yes.
Yes. So this is track 5 and another experimental spacey number. It's got some quite beautiful arrangements actually on here, and highlighting, I guess, how there's a lot of live instrumentation on this record and not just samples and loops, which is nice to see. I always appreciate with rap records when they have like a live band playing. Yeah.
Yeah, hard. It's kind of like a Dungeon Family, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
As we were talking about last week.
Yes, and that is what we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm. All the B-casts are up on the website, by the way.
Oh, fantastic.
Just a little bit of promotion.
Get in there. Yeah. Sam's very diligent with that.
I am very diligent.
shadows follow me everywhere I go. Even through the darkness, open my eyes are closed. My mind telling me there has to be more than I know. Inhabiting this land in this sanctuary we call home. I mean, hold up just a minute. Do you feel something spinning? I swear I look up at the night and kinda feel it's infinite. But I was told it's just an image that was painted by God. Regardless if he did or didn't, that shit is a work of art. It must have been mighty hard to get all of those stars perfect. It makes me wanna keep walking till I fall off the surface. But round the corner to the water's about the furthest I've been. Lost people to leave the caves, they ain't let them back in. Said they went mad, said they came back, saying we're all connected. And the shadows on the wall are really just a reflection of what is real. And our perception in life was misdirected by our need to make sense of what is senseless.
Atmospheric.
Yeah, like the first song took us to outer space, and then the second one took us to a lovely forest.
Yeah, or a lake.
Or yeah, like bird song
birds,
place.
Birds chirping and kind of...
A place where birds chirp.
Where one can contemplate.
When one can sit and chirp with the birds.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about how this album was received.
Yes.
And a bit about its legacy.
Legacy.
So, yeah, the album was a massive success, actually, both in alternative circles and even in the mainstream, reaching number 3 in the New Zealand charts. And critics were raving about it. They liked the change of direction, the sound, the lyrics. Overall, it's now considered by many to be Atpiece's best album and also one of Tom Scott's best projects. It also got nominated for the Tate Prize. Mm. He's been nominated five times.
Five.
And he won, finally.
Yes.
Not for this album, though.
But he's been pretty busy for someone.
Yes, he's a very prolific musician.
Yeah,
and
for the past 10 years.
Yeah, and... yeah, basically, they were nominated for this album for the Tate Prize, and they made the decision with that to disband. In 2015, he decided, Tom Scott, to form Average Rap Band with fellow At Peace member Louis Tulliso, and has since gone on to do, obviously, the Average one Average Rap Band record and an EP, and then, obviously, the Avondale Bowling Club record last year. Mm. And at this stage, there hasn't been any more new At Peace material, although... last year, all of their records got put on Spotify for the first time.
Yes.
Including some unreleased stuff, but it was from a few years ago. But yeah, it remains to be seen if he ever goes and does any more stuff with that piece. Yeah, who knows? But at the moment, he's doing his solo project, which is good too.
Mm,
mm. So, on that note, we're going to finish with a track called Gravity. And this one is slightly different from the previous two tracks you heard. This is kind of more up-tempo, jazz rap, funk rap, more conventional, I guess. It was the lead single from the record, and it's track number 7. And, yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Sam.
My pleasure.
And I'll see you next week another New Zealand Music Month special.
You will. Another classic record from Aotearoa.
Aye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm just wondering. Run about it, but I really still don't understand. One of these 100 billion stars I'm under. No one wanna talk about when the sun burns. How they going out, cause it's summer. So I gotta go down, down on the rum now. Get drunk out of my brain, number one way to get numb. Even if I ran, I wouldn't get far. Ain't no way to ever get away, I can't gonna do it. Even if I didn't ask for it, even if I didn't want a part of it. Everything is written from the start, flowing down a river, living like a frost. Trapped in the current, living in the past. Sipping on a glass, sitting in the bar, spinning by the stars. And if it's all, when you really start pulling it apart, you will understand everything you are. Makes up the weight of this whole thing, and you wake up and you realize that it ain't just some fake stuff that was made up. This is real life, this straight up. Can you see the light that made us? Do you understand that you're made of the same stuff that is made up? Do you understand they train us to make us wanna make bucks, love, make love, wanna break fall? That's dehumanization, they liars. They don't ever wanna tell the truth, they just wanna try to sell you toothbrushes. The roof is on fire, that's what they say. Living every day, thinking of a grave, it'll be okay. If you give away everything you made, put it in that play. Don't forget to pray, gotta keep the faith, everything is just great. Hey, now, everybody say, hey, I just got cancer today. There was never any card, there was only ever dark. Then I made a little spark with a big bang and a little star. Star made a little rock, made a little life with a bit of calm. Ben had a little boy and a little girl with a little smarts. Girl with a little man and a little boy had a little dance. They made a little love, had a little boy and here we are. Now you might call it fate and then you might hear me laugh. Cause I just call it what it is, I'm ripped off.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.